I'm going to re-give it this morning. I got it from Ms. Mary Jordan, and she didn't hear it the first time, and she's not here to hear it again today. So I think I'll just give her my write-up on it when that next time I see her. But I was sitting at the computer just pecking away, and for the young people here this morning don't know what pecking away on a computer is, that's when you don't know how to type and you're trying to get something done. So I was pecking away, and she sent this email. And the email was about a young man. He lived out in the forest, and they had a lot of boulders in the forest. And this young man found favor with God. And God gave him a task. He was testing him. He told him, every morning for 6 days, I want you to go out here, and this one boulder, I want you to push on this boulder. And the young man went out there, and he pushed on the boulder for years. And he was, body was getting well built. When I was telling my son about it, he said, yeah, he was cut. So he was built real good. So there was a stranger that came by after a while, and he would sit on one of the other boulders and just observe. He didn't say anything. He just sat there and observed for the time this young man was pushing on this boulder. And then after sitting there for a while, many days, the stranger came over to the young man. He says, I see you're pushing on this rock. And the young man said, yes. He finished his job for that day, and he went back in. Next morning, he came out. He pushed on the rock some more. So he noticed the stranger still sitting there. The stranger came over again and said, I see you pushing on this rock, still pushing. The young man said, yes, I push on this rock every day. And one day, as the young man was pushing on the rock, the stranger came to him, and he said, you're pushing on this rock, and I don't see it moving anywhere. And the young man never thought about moving the rock because he wasn't told to move the rock. He was told to push on it. So he had a little doubt in his mind. Why am I pushing on this rock if it ain't going nowhere? And I'm just sitting here just pushing. So he did. He continued to push that day. And the next day, he saw the stranger sitting on there. And that's the first thing that came to his mind. I'm pushing on this rock, and it ain't moving nowhere. So Satan had planted that seed of doubt, and that's what he does to us. He plants a seed of doubt. He doesn't always come back to revisit that seed right away, but he plants the seed of doubt. And to us, you know, it could be logical, could seem logical to us, like it seemed logical to the young man. If he was pushing on this rock every day, why don't the rock move? You know, why ain't I moving this rock? But that was not the test he was given. He was given to push on the rock. When Satan planted that seed of doubt, which is the same way that he do to us, then Satan had done just what he wanted to do. He wanted to somehow plant a seed that would make this young man have doubts about what God told him to do. And it's in 2 Corinthians 6:17, if you follow along in your Bibles, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, and I'm going to read it out of the New Living Bible. And the New Living Bible reads like this. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourself from them, said the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will come to you. God told this young man to push on the rock. See, when Satan came and then brought it to his attention that he was doing all this pushing and he wasn't moving the rock, Satan is an unbeliever, you know, and his main goal is to those of us whom God has called and given to us his Holy Spirit, his main goal is to get us off track. And Satan had almost come to the point to get this young man off track. And just like us, before any of us were baptized, we knew we were given many counsels, and we were talked to a lot about what was to be expected once we were baptized and God had hands laid on us and God gave us his Holy Spirit. None of us came into this blindfolded. We knew we probably wouldn't have to go as far as Christ did and give your life for some of the brethren, you know. But we knew that God expected a lot from us. So we have to guard our mind against Satan. Because Satan is, he's there. No matter where you turn, he's there. And the things that seem logical to us, you know, it's because Satan has planted a seed. And the seed of doubt, the seed of wondering, because Satan wants us, he doesn't go after the world, because Scripture tells us that Satan had deceived the whole world. And for us, who were once deceived, and we've been blessed to have God call us out of the world, separate us, and give us his Holy Spirit. So the rest of the world is going to get the same thing one day. It's just not their time yet. And when Satan comes to the rest of the world, as he's coming to us now, they'll be able to know. See, we know. We know when the seed of doubt is being planted. We know that when Satan works on us, that we have to work. No, we can't defeat him because we're not able to defeat Satan. We have an intercessor. We have a defense mechanism, and that defense mechanism is Christ. So he'll fight our battles. And he tell us in Ephesians 6, verse 12 and 13. Ephesians 6, and this will be coming from the New King James Bible. Ephesians 6, 12 read, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places." We can't wrestle against things we can't see. And we can't see Satan, but we know he's there by the things that's going on around us, and we know that we have Jesus Christ who stands in for us all the time, like me, and pretty sure others do too. We're always making mistakes. And Christ has a job to do because he stands in for each and every one of us. And so we ourselves can't wrestle against Satan. So we have to depend on Christ. In Ephesians 6:13, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all you can to stand." That evil day is coming. It didn't say it might come. The Bible said the evil day is coming. So when we look around at the things that's going on now, we used to say this is the tip of the iceberg. And for my own belief, I think it is the tip of the iceberg, because I think that there's trouble coming upon us, that if we don't have God in Christ, we're not going to be able to stand. And there was a comment made to me one time, and I think you'll find it to be true too. When you put on the whole armor of God, it covers you going forward. If you turn and run, there's no protection. So you have to put on the whole armor of God and keep going forward. You can't turn back and run because you have no protection. The back is left open. So when we put on that whole armor, we have to go forward. The road ain't going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of rough travels there, but we have to continue to go forward. And then when Satan put Christ on trial. See, Christ defeated him. You and me, we have to defeat him through Christ, because we ourselves can't defeat him. We don't have the strength. We don't have what it takes to defeat Satan. But Christ, our intercessor, does. Every time Satan goes to the Father, Christ sets in for us. He's our intercessor. Like the young man. The young man had an intercessor too, because he found favor with God. And he went out and pushed on that rock. He pushed and pushed. And when it came time for Satan to try to enter into that young man, he fell back on what he knew. It's hard to fall back on what you knew when you've gone so far astray. Like, all of us go astray at times, and we find it a little hard to try to work our way back. But we have to depend on Christ and depend on God to make it back. When Satan left Christ after putting him on trial, in John 14:30, you don't have to turn there, but John 14:30 says, the prince of this world is coming. Satan is the prince of this world. Since Satan is coming and his focus is on the saints, his focus is on us. And God, Christ said that he is coming. Didn't say he might be coming or he was coming. Christ said he is coming. But there was one thing Christ said when he left Satan. In John 14:30. And he said, and he has nothing in me. And that is what we have to be able to say. And that is the title of the sermonette this morning. And he has nothing in me. So when Satan comes to us, no matter what he throw at us, we keep going to Christ. And we have to be able to say, and at the day of the end, that he has nothing in me.